Live DMA presents Sounds of Live Music Venues. Discover the places in Europe where music becomes alive. A radio show by Live DMA for EU Radio.
Brussels is a city with a big cultural scene. There's a lot of venues that are doing amazing jobs, and I think people living in Brussels, they're actually super spoiled.
You've guessed it, the new episode of Sounds of Music Venues brings you to Brussels, the capital city of Belgium. Our radio show, made for and by concert enthusiasts, takes you to Botanique, one of Brussels' most iconic venues. We met with Thomas Konings, who is a programmer in the 40-year-old venue, which encompasses three concert halls, going from 200 capacity to 650 capacity, as well as a museum area and a unique view on the Brussels Botanical Gardens. This is Sounds of Botanique in Brussels.
You're listening to Sounds of Live Music Venues on EU Radio.
Belgium is a multilingual country, divided into three communities: Wallonia-Brussels, the French-speaking one, in the south; Flanders, the Dutch-speaking parts in the north; and a smaller German-speaking community in the eastern part of the country. That is why the capital gathers a multilingual and multicultural population, also because some European institutions are there. And that's maybe why the music and cultural landscape of Brussels is known for its diversity in terms of art forms or activities that can be enjoyed there.
Brussels is a city with a big cultural scene. There's a lot of venues that are doing, they're all doing amazing jobs. And I think people living in Brussels, they're actually super spoiled. They can choose every night between so many cool concerts, and then obviously there's also all the other stuff, the movies, the theater pieces, everything. But Brussels is a pretty good city for clubbing. We have iconic clubs such as Fuse and Seduce, but there's also a lot of collectives putting on parties in weird spaces, which is very cool. But also, if you just want to grab a drink in Brussels, I guess there's a lot of different neighborhoods, which is actually what I think is so fascinating about Brussels. It's not, we don't have this one center where everything's happening. It's more like decentralized, so you kind of have to know where you have to be, but then if you know, then there's cool bars everywhere.
The diversity is also reflected in the local music scene, where you can find various music genres for all tastes, also with a lot of niche, underground and quite experimental stuff going on.
Brussels music scene is now, I guess it's like this everywhere, but very much focused on hip-hop, I'd say. Hip-hop is very big, especially Brussels is a French-speaking city. The French-speaking part of Belgium is really into hip-hop currently. It's in the charts, it's everywhere. So there's a lot of things going on in hip-hop. But then Brussels has also a very big underground DIY scene, I'd say. There's a lot of collectives working with a lot of interesting artists in different genres, a lot of niche electronic stuff that's pretty wild and cool. And then also the mix of the two, like artists that are taking this hip-hop influences and then taking it with auto-tune to more like underground sounds with some hyper-pop, that's also a big thing. What else do we have? We have obviously also some jazz. Actually, Belgium is a big country for this kind of new jazz. We kind of have a couple of famous bands, I think. Stuff, not sure if you know them, or Echt or Toucan. We have a lot of these crossover electro jazz projects.
Putting Thomas' words into action, let's prick up your ears with some Belgium music. This is Cascade by Jean-Paul Groove.
listening to Sounds of Life Music Venues on EU Radio.
Welcome back to Sounds of Botanique in Brussels. We met with one of the venue programmer, Thomas Konings, who told us more about the botanical building and gardens turned into a venue and cultural center 40 years ago. Follow Thomas' guided tour and explanations.
You see these greenhouses located next to a garden. It's actually a really big building. And there's like a very long hallway you have to pass through the greenhouses where there's a lot of lights. When you enter Botanique, you see this kind of hall where you can go downstairs to the smaller venue, which is a cave that actually people say the endive is discovered in there because it used to be a botanical garden, which it is now not anymore, obviously. So you can go either that way, you can go to the museum, which is near the hall, or you can go down the hallway and then you go to all the different rooms with some art and some water and some tropical plants in a hallway. Then obviously you'll also pass next to the bar, which we are sitting in right now.
The ancient and imposing building, built in the early 19th century, quite clashes with the modern skyscrapers that surround it. But the building is the only thing ancient about the venue, who focuses on a new and emerging musical programmation.
Botanique is subsidized by the Fédération Wallonie-Bruxelles, so it's the French-speaking community, to offer opportunities to local bands and acts. So I guess these are central in everything that we do. Also, the idea is to have this international programmation, to have also the Belgian acts opening for them, or I don't know, being able to be in the same circuit as international artists. So that's definitely important. And then also, I'd say that Botanique is mainly focused on younger acts, on discovering artists. Often we are the first stop for international artists in Belgium. We are trying to develop their careers. Often they will play bigger venues later on and headline festivals, but here is where it all starts, I'd say. I guess Botanique is also a place where more alternative music is at the core of the programmation, even though we try to be very diverse, but we have a kind of strict, tight artistic direction, and we want to have the more qualitative stuff, I guess. And also the new sounds, everything that's kind of fresh and new. And also we want to try to reach a lot of different communities and be a place where every community can see concerts and feel connected with their community.
All these parameters are the DNA of Botanique today. The diversity of music genres, the plurality of concerts there, and being a must-see place for tourists allows for different crowds to mix, which is actually Thomas' favorite thing about Botanique.
What is really special actually about Botanique, when I'm saying it, is that we have often multiple concerts a night. And sometimes you'll have a metal concert in one room and then a folk concert in another room and then a pop concert in another room. And then all these people, they meet each other in the bar or during La Nuit Botanique, which is our festival, outside on the terrace. And it creates this kind of universe where everyone's really, really fond of music and is being together. And it's kind of special. It's kind of hard to describe why it's so special, but it's the one thing people will always say is really magical, to see like all these different crowds mix, and it works.
This episode of Sounds Off comes to an end. We hope you enjoyed it. We meet again in October for a new episode of Sounds Off. Until then, take care and visit Botanique if you ever go to Brussels this summer.
This was Sounds of Live Music Venues, the radio show to discover the places in Europe where music becomes alive. presented by Live DMA for EU Radio.